This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. A Dallas school's investigation into an executive with a criminal background continues, and so may a human resources audit, even though that department chief resigned 3 weeks ago. Late Monday night, the Dallas School Board discussed the HR scandal and the response by Superintendent Mike Miles. It was the trustees' first public meeting to discuss the scandal tied to instant messages from Human Capital Management Chief Carmen Darville. She and Director Jose Munoz were forced to resign over the emails described as racist, discriminatory, false, and insulting to the district and its employees. School Board Vice President Lou Blackburn wants the investigation to continue despite the resignations.
If the type of conversation was going on between two people and maybe three people, there may be others. I would hope that we will look deeper than just the top person and one of her lieutenants. We have not gotten to the roots.
The infamous instant messages were uncovered during another investigation, that into HR executive Tanya Sadler Grayson. The investigation continues, says Chief Auditor Mike Singleton. Grayson is accused of failing to divulge a decades-old criminal record as required.
We'll make every effort to complete that as soon as possible. We've already started the beginnings of an audit on some of the information we found from this material. The rest of it, we're going to have to evaluate that here over the next several weeks to determine exactly what's going to be under our scope of work.
Trustee Elizabeth Jones says it'll be worth it. A deeper investigation could assess possible damage to the district if Darville's victims sue DISD.
Because they were discriminated against, because they were racially slurred, because they were otherwise brought to termination on false pretenses, and on and on and on.
Superintendent Mike Miles apologized to the board. Trustee Eric Cowan criticized him for offering severance packages worth $100,000.
These instant messages are embarrassing, unprofessional, and we talk about the good that was done in HCM, but these missteps somewhat diminish that great work.
Miles says he'll make changes to improve human capital management. For now, the district has hired interim HCM chief Carrie Chapman, a veteran HR manager who came out of retirement 3 years ago to do a similar job at Irving ISD. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.